It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Brian French joins us on the phone this morning. He is a co-founder of the Duluth Folk School. And Brian has a genius idea for a sustainable, handmade holiday gift that he didn't even know he had. How about that?
Hi, Lisa.
You're guessing that it's going to be offering to go to somebody's floor or somebody's house and refinish their floors. With the folk school, you said you never really had any desire to become a dab hand at sanding floors, but with all the work that you've had to do at the folk school and at your own home, you said you've kind of developed a skill.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that as you do something more and more, you become a little bit better at it, whether you want to or not sometimes.
Don't you hate it when that happens? And so there you are.
Could be worse, right?
You find yourself a musical theater major who can sand floors. That's got handmade gifts written all over it.
You know what's funny about that, Lisa, is when I was doing my final Eagle Scout project, it was to refinish the high school theater floor.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is not from nowhere.
You've had a passion for floors ever since. The folk school is doing a couple of holiday themed workshops, but the folk school is kind of, whether we're thinking in terms of the holidays specifically or just life in general, the folk school's kind of got as a mission the idea of teaching you how to make cool stuff by yourself. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, it's not just how to make cool stuff by yourself, and of course, that is part of it. I mean, we really love handcrafting and repurposing and finding new ways to do old things or relearning the old ways that a lot of people have forgotten. But, you know, one of the things that we have done with the folk school is, we've taken old cross-country skis and made a coat rack out of them, or we've taken old hockey sticks and, you know, made a coat rack. We went to the old Sister Mary Margaret Catholic Church out in Morgan Park before it was going to be demolished. We were there the night before it was being demolished, and we rescued a whole bunch of maple flooring, and we turned that flooring into adjustable height work stations. So, you know, like a work table that has the low height or the tall standing height. But we have a history of having a good time finding new ways to do things that, you know, with things that would otherwise be just thrown away.
So it's even more than, as you mentioned, just kind of rediscovering some crafts or learning a craft that your grandparents might have known, something they might have known how to do. It's repurposing old things and making them new again. You've got a couple, as I mentioned, of holiday-themed kind of workshops coming up. So let's talk about that a little bit. That's an opportunity, if folks still want to take advantage of it this year, to do something. And then we'll talk about some of the things the folk school has coming up next year so you can start making your Christmas list for next year now.
The Duluth Folk School offers all sorts of classes and all sorts of different themes. And some of the themes are how to learn a craft or how to build something that you didn't know that you could build. And tomorrow we're doing a handcrafted holiday gift bag class. And that's something where everybody will get together with a woman who has done this. She's so crafty, and she has a great time taking common everyday objects like a paper bag and turning it into something that's almost artistic. I mean, it's certainly crafty, but, you know, you add some touches and you go from the boring to the sublime. It's wonderful. So we have a class tomorrow night for that, and then this coming weekend is the handmade holiday market, and we're going to have, basically this is a time in Lincoln Park, it's sort of like a small business extravaganza, so we're going to have probably 25 vendors or so at the Folk School. Duluth Pottery across the street will have another almost a dozen vendors, and you know, Frost River's getting in on it, and OMC will be busy, and so basically, this is a place where people can go and see their friends and neighbors who will have handmade, locally made stuff. And, you know, when we talk about sustainability, when you can be part of a community that is creating right here, you know, just right down the street from you, you don't have to go through Amazon and get into all the shipping and everything like that. There's some sustainability there that you might not have thought about otherwise. So when you talk about green vision, there are a lot of ways to realize that green vision.
And as you mentioned, when you can cut down on your travel and when you can cut down mm-hmm. on the shipping time, over time, these are changes that we can make that really do make a difference. What sorts of things does the Folk School, it's really an exciting time with the building, being finished. You've got a cafe opening, you hope, in a couple of months. What are some things that the Folk School's got on the docket as you look toward the new year?
We have been so busy with renovations and trying to bring this old building back into sort of a rebirth of some of its former glory. We've been sort of soft pedaling on the development of new classes with the Folk School. However, once we have finished with the renovations, then we're going to be hitting the calendar pretty hard. We're going to be getting a whole bunch of new classes. I think we probably had 3 or 4 times the number of classes in 2017 that we had in 2016. And I think that we're going to have a similar, larger spike in the number of classes that we're able to offer in 2018. And so it'll be everything from learn how to play the ukulele, or it'll be learn how to make a pair of cross-country skis, or it'll be learn how to make kimchi or lefse or all sorts of different fun things that, you know, it could be a traditional craft or it could be just something that has always sounded interesting and fun. You've got a sewing machine and you're kind of afraid to use it. Well, we've got a class that will take you through the whole steps. And, you know, our classes are fun because they're all small classes. It's all community-based. Each class is unique to itself, so there's not like a overarching curriculum. I'm thinking about going back to the theme of sustainability. There's also a certain amount of personal sustainability that's involved in this. And, you know, what I mean by that is by being involved in your community, you are enriching yourself and your friends and your neighbors in a way that allows you to have a deeper sense of connection with your community. And I see that as sustainable.
Well, it certainly is that little oomph sometimes of energy, of connectedness, of fun, whether it's a community that you reach for when you need it for some reason and there are people there, or whether it's just the fun of going someplace and realizing, boy, I've said hi to 8 people so far and I've hardly gone a block, whatever that might be.
Right.
I have come to you, of course, and I've said, oh, Brian, I'd love to teach a course in radio broadcasting, and you've smiled at me in a pleasant way and said, that is not a Folk School curriculum. If folks have ideas, seriously, if folks have ideas for something that they would like to teach perhaps or learn, can they get in touch with you?
You bet. So if you email me, it's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at DuluthFolkSchool.com. I will get your email. And like I said, we're still in the thick of renovations, but hopefully this is something that over the next few weeks we'll be able to start rolling out a whole bunch of new classes. And yeah, if you've got... We're not just looking for people who are amazing at a craft. We're looking for people who love to teach people. And so, I mean, obviously being good at a craft, not so bad of an idea, but really what's important is that you can connect with folks and really convey your passion for what you're doing. So, yeah, I'd love to talk to folks.
Fantastic. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always a treat to talk to you.
Oh, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks.
Brian French of the Duluth Folk School this morning here on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.